So again, the more solid again. Turn around again. The Ish Mechasim Loisir Perak Echem Lefon of Ish Shnei Prokim Beim Lefonel Beim Lacherem Vnei Shekula Erva. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even when we give skila to an isha, she's supposed to be without clothing. Just we cover a little bit on the front and the back. Mishum Tznius. Pachomer Necham say Ish Niskalorim. No, only a man when he receives skila is the arm without clothing. But Vienu Isha Niskelas Aruma. But a lady when she receives a skila, she's clothed. She wears a dress. So my command, Rabbanon, what's the reason of the Rabbanon? What's the difference between an ish and an isha? The Yom HaKroh, the Pasuk says, Uragamai Oisai. So we have to stone him. Now, my Oisai, what does Oisai mean? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Oisai, V'loi Oisai, that only a man receives skila, not a lady. The Yoksir, the Pasuk says, V'yoytzei says, Ish hahu. Oh yes, so isha ahi. So we take out an ish or an isha for skila. So you see, an ish also receives skila. Ela my oisai, what's the pasuk of oisai to chum hold? Oisai belike susai, that we darshin him when he receives skilas without susai. Ha oisai dik susa. Mashenke, when an isha receives skila, she could be dressed, she wears her regular clothing. Only an ish has the lacha oisai belike susai. Well, soon see what's the reason. We have Yudam Yehuda says no. Oisai belike susai, it says oisai idiik, or regamai oisai, we have to stone him. So Oisai means him alone, we're not his clothing, we do not have to stone his clothing. So that's the Pshan the Pasuk Oisai. So Yudah says, listen, Loishna Ish, Loishna Isha, there's no difference. An Ish and Isha, Ahukash Tadodi, Lachol Oinshin Shabbat Torah, any lav, anytime you receive a punishment, it's always Huksha Isha Lish, the same halacha. So just like Skila means Oisai, the person without the clothing, the same thing Isha also. So really that should be Pshan the Pasuk. So the question is, why does Rabbi Yehuda dashen out like this? I mean, why does the Rabbanon dashen out like this? Really, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah is not mechal, it doesn't make a difference. So why does Rabbi Yehuda make a difference? Samara says, why does the Rabbanon make a difference? Samara says, Lameimu, you want to tell me the Churah, the Rabbanon chai shel lehurah. The reason why the Rabbanon say that if a lady receives tchila, she should be dressed, is because if she'll be undressed, so the people would look at her. And he'll have hero to start to think about her. And that's not right. So that's why the Rabbanan said that a lady has to be dressed. For Rabbi Yehuda, that holds no, the lady also should be undressed. Lechayish to hero. He's not afraid that people will look at her. So that's the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Are we afraid that b'shas the bezdin is giving this lady skila, will people look at her and have a tithe have hero for her? So the Rabbanan is afraid, and Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid. So Morris says no. We learned the machlokes just the opposite. By a soita, we learn like this: Hakoyin. When you have a lady that's a soita, so it says Hakoyin oiches bebegdeha. The kohen grabs her by her clothing. Im nikru nikru. If it rips, it rips. That's a normal rip. Riem nifrimu nifrimu. Rashi says if it rips into pieces, a strong Rashi says nifrimu means kram mishuna, a special type of a rip. Lekano lekano lechatichas katanis. Mamish, she rips it to pieces, like you say. If the kohen rips her dress to pieces, so good, that's where it should be. Ad she megalas libo, until you uncover her heart. V'sleiser esara, they untie her hair also, let her hair go wild. That's the chacham hold. We have Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Im hoya libo no, if she was a nice, beautiful lady, that to uncover her heart, I mean to seize her breast, would look nice. L'hoya megalayo, they would not do that. Why? Because we're afraid that here people will look at her. And the same thing, v'mhoya sarah no, if she had beautiful hair, so l'hoya sleisroi. They would not just untie it and make it wild. They'll give hero to people. So here you see just the opposite. Here, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's chayish l'hurai. And by us, it's the opposite. That by us, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to stone her undressed. And the Rabbanan is the one that says she has to have clothing, of course, we're afraid of hero. And here, the Rabbanan said by Saita, you're allowed to uncover her breast even. So here's the stira. It's a stira both ways. It's a stira of Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan on the Rabbanan. So we're in says, Amar Rabbi says, Hosam Hainu Taima. You know what? Over there by Saita, it's different. You know why, so far we're answering Rabbi Yehuda. You know why over here by Saita, Rabbi Yehuda is afraid of Hiru? Hainu Taima, because Shema Taitse Mi Bezdin Zakor. Maybe she'll end up this Saita to be free. Like right now, we're starting off. We're trying to make her confess that maybe she did the chet, so we act wild to her. But maybe at the end, after she'll drink the Mayim HaMarim, nothing will happen to her, and she'll be proven to be clean. And if so, the Yizgaru Ba Pirchek Huna. Here it's worse.
Here, since this lady may be freed later, so the young Kahanim that were there, Bishas B'chayin, was ripping her clothing, they looked at her then, and they'll have hirur on her. So we're afraid that maybe the Kahanim later, after she comes out of Dezdin, will have hirur and want to go after her. But Hocho, over here, by Skila, here Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid, because Hocho, her Mikdala, here she's killed. Here we're taking her for Skila. We only make her, we only take off her dress and make her Urim right before the Skila. So here, since she's going to be killed, we're not afraid people have taiva for her. She's a dead lady, so we're not afraid of hirur. For the Gemara, the Chitaina, maybe you'll tell me no, but Osil is Geruya Biachranisa. Listen, once the people there, the men, look at this undressed lady, so even though she's going to be killed, but maybe they'll have a hirur, they'll start thinking about ladies, and they'll think they'll go and meet up another one, and they'll want to have a zunus with another lady. So we should still be afraid, even according to Yehuda. We should be afraid not to look at her now, even though she's going to be killed. Maybe they'll have a taiva for another lady. Or my rabbi answers back, no, so far we're not afraid, so far. Why, Gemiri, we learned that Ein Yetzahara Shoilet Ela B'mi She'enav Royas. The Yetzahara only takes over if you saw the lady. If you see this lady once undressed, then you'll have a taiva to come after her. But because you see one lady, that will not bring you taiva for another lady. So therefore, that's Yehuda Svaro. That the lady that's receiving skila, she's going to be killed. Nobody will ever have znus with her. So therefore, we're not afraid that people will see her undressed. Mashenkin by Yisleita, there the lady may be freed. So we're afraid people will have taiva for her. There she has to be a covered. There we do not let her be megala liba or asara. Now, Amar Rav said, listen, very good. To Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda kasha. Like the Chura, it was a kasha and Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, and you answer that. But the Rabbanan, now the Rabbanan like Kashia, isn't there a question according to the Rabbanan also? That you did not answer. It's a steer in the Rabbanan. And now in Mishnah, the Rabbanan are afraid that the lady should be dressed because of Hirur. So if so, Madach here, where she's going to be killed. You're afraid of Hirur, so over there by Sait, how come over there you're not afraid of Hirur? How can the Rabbanan say over there, you're allowed to be Megala Esliba? Why aren't you afraid of Hirur by Sait? So you didn't answer the question on the Rabbanan. So my answer is true. Elo Amar Rav, Rav says like this, to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda like Kashia Kiddushaninan, like we just answered. There's no question on Rabbi Yehuda that the difference between a Saita, there we are afraid of Hirur because she may be freed and they don't have taiva for her, whereas a lady that receives skila, since she's considered like a dead lady, we're not afraid to have taiva for her. But the Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan, Amar Kashia, there's also no stira in the Rabbanan. Again, the Rabbanan is just the opposite. And now in Mishnah, by skila, they are afraid of Hirur. Whereas by Saita, they're not afraid of Hirur. Why not? On my cross, the Pasuk says, Vinivasru kol hanoshim v'laisasena kizmaschena. That when a lady did something wrong, we have to punish her. Vinivasru like punish her so that all other ladies will learn out not to act like a Zayna, not to act like a Saita. We want everybody to see the punishment she receives, that other people should learn out to stay away from this. If so, the pshat from the Rabbanan is that they hold it's not a svar of hirur. We're not afraid that people will look at her that receive hirur. But I tell you, by skila, the fact that you give a skila, ain lecha yisur gadol mizeh, that's the biggest yisur people will learn out not to do the chatoim that she did. Rashi says, hocha to miktala here by skila, where Bezin is going to kill her, and yisur gadol mizeh, there's no more punishment pains that people should learn out not to do this chet. The time allowed mishum hiruhi. And the reason of the Rabbanan is not that we're afraid of hirur. What Bezdin does, it's a psak din in Bezdin. We're not afraid of hirur. Nobody will come to look at the lady to have hirur if they see what Bezdin's doing to her. They're giving a punishment. So in both cases, we're not afraid of hirur. So why then does the Rabbanan say now Mishnah by skila the lady could be dressed, and by saita there we are megala liba? What's the difference? There it says we have to do things to her to give a punishment that people should learn out not to do this chet. So by skila that we're killing her right now, we're giving a skila, ein lecha yisurim gadol mizeh, so therefore she could be dressed. Whereas by this saita, we want to do things to her to make it look disgusting that people should learn out not to act like a saita. Therefore there we have to be negala as liba. Maybe you tell me leva batarti, but so what? Do both. Listen, you're going to kill her right now, but embarrass her also. Kill her and embarrass her. Make her take her clothing off also. Rav Nachman, Rabba, Baravu, Amakro, the Pasuk says no. For you have to l'reicha kameicha. You at all times have to love your brother. You have to love another Jew. For you have to l'reicha kameicha. So So we dash it interesting that Boroloi Misa Yocha. Listen, even though now you have to kill her, but you have to choose a nice way of killing her. She's still your brother, your sister, you still have to give her a nice type of a Misa. Boroloi, choose for her Misa Yocha. What does that mean to say? That do not embarrass her Bishasta Misa. That since it's embarrassment for a lady to have a dress off, therefore, in order not to embarrass her, we give her a nicer type of a Misa with the clothing on. So Mora says, Lamis, so let's say to Rav Nachman Tanoihi, let's say Rav Nachman Talok is a machlokes noyim then, that the Rabbanan say you have to. And Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah says no, when we give a skila, we take off her clothing, he does not hold from the pasuk of you have to. He holds that you're allowed to give her a Misa that embarrasses her. So Mora says, Lord, that's not the pshat of here. I'll tell you the Kuli Alma, both of them agree, if Lud Rav Nachman. Both the Rabbanan and Al-Mishnah and Rav Yehuda both agree that Lechetchila, when you give somebody Misa, well, even if it's your son, even though Bezdin was down, the person is Chayiv Misa. He deserves to be killed. Still, when you give him the actual Misa, do it nicely. The nicest way possible, he's still V'yahafta Recha Kamecha. They both agree to this. So what's the machlokes then? Should the lady be undressed, or should she be dressed? V'ocha v'ocha p'kniflegi. They argue in this way. There are two ways to look at it. Masava bizuni the inchi adifulei tve menicha de gufei. That the embarrassment of the person is greater than the pain she has to take. In other words, if she would be undressed, the skila would go easier. She'd be killed faster. She would not have so much pain. The clothing that she wears, that makes it harder for her to be killed by being stoned. So she'll have to receive more pain. So there are two ways to look at it. If she's wearing her dress, she won't have embarrassment of being undressed, but she'll have more pain to be killed. Whereas if she would have her dress off, it would be easier to kill her. The stone would kill her faster, but she would have embarrassment. So the question is, what's odd if, what would a person rather have? So it's like this. Now that's the Rabbanan Svara. That a person, the embarrassment is worse to a person than the pain. Therefore it's worth it for her to have her dress on, not to be embarrassed, even though it'll take a second longer for it to be killed. She would rather have her dress off in order that she would die faster, she would not have so much pain, rather than the embarrassment. That's the machlokes. The machlokes by a lady is, what really would she want to have? So we don't ask them, that's the halacha, but the Rabbanan shuts up, normal, rov noshim, how would they feel? Would a lady feel rather to have the embarrassment and die a second earlier? Or no, have the dress on and die a second later? Mashmah, the machlokes is only by a lady. But by a man, for sure, nichle guf is odd. Him, the embarrassment is not so great. So by a man, therefore everybody agrees, that by a man, he would rather have his clothing off, in order that when they stone him, he'll die faster. And even though he'll have a little bizoyin, because the bizoyin by a man is not that great as if by an isha. Right, you're right, you make good. The maskan is like a chomim. So we hold that an isha, right, that an isha, the embarrassment is greater than having a little prolonged misa. The Mishnah says, Beis haskila, the house where they threw him off, gave him skila, ho yegoyva shtei koimim. It had to be the height, the two lengths of a person, which is 6 amis, that's 12 feet. The double height of a person, that's how high up the house was. Echad na minu edim, one of the two edim, doichvay al-mosnov, would push him on his hip. Nepach al-liboy, when he falls down to the ground, like his face would be facing downwards, his leg would be facing the ground, and then hoichvay al-mosnov, later, right away, it's always more there cover to turn you over. Like any mace, we always have his face facing upwards. So after they threw him down, then they would go and turn him over, his face would be upwards. V'ye mace, if he died just by the push that he fell down, this is the second story, yotza. Yishno yimekai mitzvah skila. Even though the Chur Torah says skila, you have to stone him. If you just push him off the cliff like, and he dies, that's enough. V'ye mlav, if he's still alive, hasheni, the second aid. Noitel S7, he has to take the special stone. And he drops it right on top of his heart. In Nace, if the guy dies then, if he did not die after being pushed off and having one stone thrown directly on his heart, then whoever's around there comes and stones him. Shalyam Raposik says, the first thing is the hands of the Edim, that one aid pushes him, and the second aid throws the stone down. But the Yad Kolom Bachreina, Mashmir, if these two do not help to kill him, then everybody is there to stone him. Tony will learn like this. The Koim Mishalai, that the Mishnah says the height of two people, but he is also tall. His height.
Therefore, Reikan Shalosh. Real, it means from the top of his head, it's like the height of three people up. The floor is the height of two people, and he is also tall. Therefore, it's really the height of three people. For the Amaro, ni bina kulihai, do we need so much? Remember, I have a question. Ma bor, shukadei lohamis, dashin above the kama. When you throw your bor, when you throw a shore into a bor, that the bala bor is chayif emiso, how big does the bor have to be? So we dashin, ma bor, shukadei lohamis, asar tfachim. Avkol, kadei lohamis, asar tfachim. If the bor of the dish is down 10 tfachim, that's enough kadei lohamis. So now, if you have a bor that's 10 tfachim deep, that's 40 inches, and your shore pushes somebody in there, you chayiv, or if somebody falls into your bor, you chayiv misa. So what does that have to be so high for? Let it just be 40 feet high. That's enough. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuha, my Kroda Pasuk says, you have to love your brother even mishas you're killing him. That means bor loy misa yafa. We have to give him a nice misa. So if you just throw him off 40 inches, it'll take longer. He'll hurt himself, he'll crack his neck, but it'll take longer for him to die. If you make him a little bit higher, he'll die faster. For the Gemara saw, Yehoki legvinu tvei, make the Empire State Building, jump him off there. And the Gemara mishum de minavol, that's no good. If he's so high up, then when his body comes down, he'll be splashed to pieces, that's no good. We can't be minavol, make him disgusting, that we can't do. Therefore, that's an eight to give him two heights, with him is three heights. Echem min eidim dachlu, one of the eight and push him off. Son of Rabbonin, minayin shebetchiyah, how do we know that there's such a thing, the eight first has to push him off, the second story. Son of Rabbonin, plus it says, Yorah, we throw him down. If so, how do you know you have to stone him? Talmud loy mesokel. The pasuk says both. We'll soon see. Bahar Sinai, it says both sokel. Uminayin shebeskilo uvetchi. How do you know? Sometimes you have to do both. Talmud loy. The pasuk says by man by Bahar Sinai sokel ye sokel. You should stone him. Oy, or else yoroi ye yora. Mashma both. Sometimes you have to do both. You have to stone him and push him. Uminayin. How do we know shemeis betchi yotza? That if he died first after the push. That's enough, Talmud Loima, or Yorah, Yorah. Mashma, that also is sufficient. Minayin, how do I know? Shaf Lidurus came. This was only by Har Sinai. Maybe Lidurus is different. Talmud Loima, the Pasuk says, Sokel, Yisokel. Rashi says, Loshin,